podcast has changed my life.
Janet, lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be back.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.
This is not funny!
Condensers only take what's in front.
Yes.
So okay. Out shit when, like, you're talking. If you're talking loud, it'll come through my mic.
I think this is just a levels issue.
Yeah, but like, do you notice that, like, you can still hear that perfectly fine talking?
Not as well.
Yeah, not quite. But still,
yeah, it's
a
terrible
bit.
Mic technique.
I know, but do you notice when he moved it away, you can hear him at all?
Yeah,
the mic is like, it only works directly in front.
Well, yeah, he's got, what do you got, Shaw's? Shaw 313, is that the mic you're using?
Yeah. Oh, stop it.
A beautiful fucking
this
mic.
This is like a little competition.
I mean, I just knew it from days of setting up PAs and doing, when I was in my acoustic wedding duo.
Yeah.
Right.
Shaw's are where it's at.
Shaw's are the best mics, yeah. Well, maybe not for podcasting.
What was your acoustic wedding duo?
Me and a woman called Mel played, when I was at university, played an acoustic wedding duo. That's how we made money. And we'll do all the hits. I'll do all the tricky guitar stuff and she'll do all the good singing. Occasionally I'll do backup vocals.
Okay. And what kind of things are you singing?
Crowded House. A lot of Crowded House.
Hey, that goes over a fucking treat on the job
side,
mate.
I reckon we knew 20 Crowded House songs.
And who are the main clientele?
Weddings.
Yeah, but like what
so
kind
people
of weddings?
When people love each other, they commit.
All right.
You know, and then they have a big party type thing. We're there in the background.
And what emotions are you trying to evoke at the event?
It's called Islam. Look it up, you retard, okay? It's a wedding. It's arranged from when they're child.
Yeah. Your parents sort it out for you.
My understanding of Islam is that there's more a culture of living with your grandparents as well as your parents, and sometimes that can lead to a crowded house.
Yeah.
So it does make sense that that's the kind
that's
of music
good.
That they would be after.
That's why we did that. Yeah, and we would do... I think Angus, at the time, I think Big Jet Plane by Angus and Julia Stone was a huge hit. So we'll definitely do that. You better believe it.
I hate that song. How do you feel about that? What's the guitar in that?
I don't like the song, man.
I was
there to get a bit of the cash. I mean, it's probably three chords, the song. Mm. I was rich. You do one wedding, you get $3,000 or something.
$3,000.
I'll do two a month. I'm like studying arts at Wollongong Uni. I'm probably paying $20 a week rent. Like times was good.
How long are you playing for? Are you like background music or are you just like on the center
stage?
I remember we'd do
3 45-minute sets.
3 45.
But it's not like
you're probably richer then than you are now.
I've got a rich buddy at the moment.
Yeah,
so.
But that's not your money.
Last,
unless he's getting married every week.
I'm going to start explaining the concept of personal property here. Even though you may share resources within the rental space of the home, those things in that, you know, that big TV, that's not yours, mate.
That needs to be explained to so many people in share houses. You're surrounded by stuff, but it has no reflection on how you're doing in life.
Absolutely not. Don't get used to this. That's why I move in. I never use the fridge. I'm in my room. I'm making noodles and with little Bunsen burners. I don't want to go out there.
You're getting the same spaghetti every night. I lived with you for many years. he lives like a French king.
Uber eats a lot of Italian food.
A lot of Italian food.
Absolutely.
Never puts on a kilo. Never puts on a kilo.
Me and Jared been in the gym the last 2 days.
I saw a video of you kicking and punching, and you look quite intimidating.
Thank you.
Scary stuff, let me tell you.
I've been watching quite a lot of Sopranos.
Oh, great
recently,
show.
And a fantastic show. Definitely a big recommend from me.
What's it about?
It's about this guy. Maybe you'd relate to this. Not very in touch with his feelings.
No.
But basically, the alpha male is quite is a big part of this show.
Yeah.
And I think in my life, I don't know,
nothing
deliberately.
About it.
But yeah, I'm not that concerned about not being an alpha male. I'm quite aware I'm not. But then a few seasons in, you do start thinking, what if I just fucking, came huge, follow Jared's advice.
Well, it's not about
headlocks. Well, do you want to become huge?
It's not about being huge. Do you know that episode where he gets out of the hospital and everyone's babying him, being like, oh, are you okay, boss? Are you all right? Or whatever.
Yes.
And then he's like, fuck this. And then like the big muscly guy in the room, he's like, I'm just going to fucking beat him up.
Yeah.
For no reason, just to be like, I've still got it.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
And that guy's bigger than him, but he's like...
Totally. I suppose it's about power. It's about like he has connections and he can...
But even that is like, it's a bit, oh, what's he going to do? Punch the carpo back? Like, I thought that was a bit of a fix. Fight, you know, like the big muscle guy couldn't have hit him back if he wanted to.
But that's what I mean.
No, I mean,
that's
totally
the real
he's not allowed
alpha.
To do it. Yeah. But he can still show that he can hit
I'm
someone.
I'm in charge, yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, I suppose for me, in terms of gaining that, retaining that that alpha status, I think, I don't know what the quickest way is. One way to get some in kind of your immediate interactions is to become quite huge. Then people are more deferential to you. Definitely people who are mob affiliated could still beat you up, but you're still becoming alpha over most people in your day-to-day. I suppose having a lot of money and kind of threatening people that way, you can kind of throw your weight around. I feel like, I don't know what the quickest avenue is. I feel like they all require quite a lot of work.
Well, getting a lot of money is very hard.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Tell just, me, it's easy. Yeah. Just get a rich housemate.
Exactly. And then when you about dinner time, you open the fridge, you start rubbing your belly. Oh, my Lord.
Dominic, hungry.
Having said that, I've helped myself to a few beers.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, pop in. It's on me. You know, I took the wrong message away from The Sopranos. I took away that the whole point of the show was that real men go to therapy.
Yes. I mean, no, but that's not the wrong message. I think that's
only to the point. Only if it gets to the point where you're passing out driving from anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does let it go on a bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, he's probably 50 when he goes, is he?
Totally.
Have you seen it before, Tom?
I have, but not for like 10 years.
Yeah, because I probably haven't seen it for, maybe not a decade. I did a rewatch. I'd love to go again. It's slow, right, from memory?
No. That's the thing. It's actually just fantastic. It's a great rewatch, particularly as now I'm a man. Last time I watched it, I was a boy. So now, yeah, you're just
season three. You're like, I'm a man now.
Exactly. Yeah, I thought I was a man after I watched it the first time. But no, yeah, you're definitely seeing new things in it.
Yeah, totally. I remember loving the storyline when they went to Italy.
Mm.
Because it reminds me of all the Italians in Australia.
Paulie Walnuts fucks his cousin.
I forgot that.
That's in that episode.
And then
I've seen it all like 9 times. It's so good.
Yeah.
My favourite one is where Ralph Cifarello beats that stripper to death, because that's the best.
I just watched that yesterday.
It's the best in
calculation. That's probably my least favourite episodes ever.
I'll tell you why it's the best. Mm. It shows you like exactly all their relationships with women. Because every time they're like at home, it's all like, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then when they get to it, it's like, fuck, I don't even look at this. Like, it's such a separation.
Totally. It's like property.
Yeah, completely. But it's just you get to watch that play out and, you know, they're all around the pastor and it's, oh my God, come out, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, and then you're like, oh, can I pay $50 to suck someone off? And like, yeah, maybe. Whatever.
Like, yeah,
just
like,
but that's
so,
like almost like the main point of the whole thing. The balance of this domesticated life versus this
other
crazy
world.
Life crime. Yeah.
So callous. But it's just
no,
crazy.
I'm pretty sure the moral is I need to work out more. That's what I took away.
Look,
what about the black guy that dates Meadow? And he says the M-word, but he's also like not even black.
He's light-skinned.
Light-skinned. Yeah. So light-skinned.
He's half black.
He can still be black and light-skinned.
Oh, no, totally. But it's like if you're going to have one black character.
You're light-skinned.
Yeah, yeah. But I think
I'm light skinned, sure.
But then they kind of, I wonder what the point they made there is, because I was talking to a friend of mine recently about it, and she said that she stopped watching this. She started rewatching it recently, but she didn't. She stopped watching after season two, after the episode where Tony Soprano was racist, which was funny to me. It's like he kills people.
Yeah, totally. He literally, his whole thing is he's a murderer, and like who knows how many lives he's ruined with drug trades and other things.
Exactly, yeah. But he also is politically incorrect sometimes.
That's
but,
awesome.
Mike Tyson has two TV shows, went to prison for rape.
I know.
It's like you say the wrong thing in an old tweet. It's like, go over to Kramer Island with the rest of them, huh? You're fucked.
Well, we went and watched Tyson fight the other day. The pub was packed.
Yeah, it was great. I think that made a lot of money, you know. Everyone was happy to see him.
Yeah, now all the USA people are living on Kramer Island. They should get Kramer in the ring. Yeah.
That'd be great. Kramer does a bit of time before a UFC fight.
Maybe that's what they should do, because I mean UFC is quite a popular thing, obviously, but it's no offense here, but I think the fandom of it, that they kind of don't really intermix with the people that are kind of pro cancel culture. It's mainly kind of like blokes, straight blokes that are into the UFC. But perhaps if people get cancelled, we chuck them straight into the UFC, and then I feel like a lot of like more leftist people
really
would
do.
Enjoy people getting
sent
out.
Yeah, actually, so
the
good.
Shit out of.
I guess like you get an option.
Bill
when you get
Cosby
canceled.
Versus Kramer. Three rounds.
Kramer got reach. Kramer got reach. He's long.
All my money on Kramer. All my money on Kramer.
I mean,
my
that's an unfair one.
All your rich housemate's money on Kramer.
Oh, absolutely. That's such a good option. It's like you can either take the cancelling or you can fight for it.
That's a new market.
There should be another option, right? Like it shouldn't just be you have to take it.
I mean, fighting for it's pretty good. You get 6 weeks to
fight.
I love
it. Yeah, six weeks.
Maybe just in the courtroom, instead of like, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, it's just truth or dare. And you know what that air is? It's the fucking Thunderdome.
It's the only law I respect.
The Thunderdome. Yeah, like Aziz versus Louis CK would have been an all right fight.
Oh my God. I'm picturing Aziz.
Louis boxes, but.
Yeah, but he's...
Oh, he doesn't look like
him. That was, yeah, my least favourite Louis CK... I suppose my least favourite phase of his was the sexual harassment, but...
Mm. You were there for a lot of that, were you?
Yeah, I liked some, not the others. I preferred his 90s sexual harassment. But no, he was like quite an absurdist comedian, kind of silly, and then kind of got more serious, started talking about his kids, and then kind of got more absurdist again. But then there was like one special where he was doing Opie and Anthony interviews where he was being a lot more, taking himself a lot more seriously. He started talking about stand-up as being like boxing when he was learning boxing. And that's, yeah.
Well, as someone who's just started boxing, once you can only see things for the world of boxing at the moment. I was saying to Jared today, I'm like, it's an art, dude. It actually is an art trying to see.
So you're learning boxing?
I've been teaching him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're in
there. You were doing some kicking in the video.
I don't kick. The superior of the boxing.
No, but I'm into, like, I'm following all the boxers on Instagram now. I'm tagging Jared in training videos. There's this crazy Mexican, like the best boxer in the world, called Canelo Alvarez.
Okay.
And he's psycho. It's so good.
See, this is...
And he screams when he hits the punching bag. He goes, ah! Like, I love it.
We haven't got to that lesson.
I did a bit of screaming today on the pads. I was like, ah!
I've just thought of a bad reason why I suppose my idea about the cancelled Thunderdome wouldn't work. Because I feel like a lot of boxers will then just say the N-word just to get in. And then beat the shit out of a comedian.
Game the system!
Yeah, Floyd Mayweather going
on. That I love!
I'm holding a press conference deliberately to say this thing that's extremely homophobic. Well, and now I'm going to beat up.
What's almost happening, because not that they've been cancelled, but those annoying YouTubers, the Paul brothers.
Yes. Oh, they're in there.
Well, they're about to fight Mayweather soon.
Totally.
And that's kind of like, he'll get beaten up and that's going to make a lot of people happy because he's done some bad stuff, that guy.
Is he the... But
I think he's a Logan Suicide Paul. Forest.
No, I think that's the brother.
Him. No, that's Logan. That's the main...
I think the brother is the main
Jake
guy.
Fight, but which
Jake's
one of them fighting?
Brother. They're both fighting. So it's confusing.
So confusing.
Yeah, so one, the older one fought another YouTuber.
Why don't they fight each other? That's the fight everyone wants to see.
Yes. But I think they have like some hectic boxing trainer and they're like... I was doing an interview with him and he's like, look... This is our lane now. It's like, we're just going to box people that aren't boxers.
Yes.
And make money.
Yeah.
It's actually fucking brilliant.
I mean.
Like, because they got nothing to do. They're millionaires with Ferraris, with boxing trainers.
Yes.
And they go, next 10 years, we're going to box people that aren't boxers.
10 years is a bit. I mean, the appetite.
They're young guys.
I watched a video.
Every year they've gotten bigger, but like, they don't need to do this. They can make millions of dollars.
I think, though, and I mean, they could be right, but I think part of the fun of watching it is that it's a bit new and kind of exciting to see someone who's completely not really affiliated with boxing in your mind.
You think no longevity.
Box. Yeah, but I think after a few years, it's
date badly. Probably.
Now they're just like kind of mainly famous for boxing and they're a bit shit. Now I'd rather watch a boxer. I feel like the real trend is going to be convincing new celebrities to do one exhibition match.
I think there's heaps of people that walk around being like, I could fucking do that.
Yeah.
That's never ending well.
Not me, that's for sure. But there's others.
You are literally
you should take
in
a
there.
Fight.
You could do it. You could
just
fight.
Not start this. Well, Jared and I went and sparred in the park once.
Yeah.
And he hit me like with a little kind of hook probably to the chest. I went flying. I went like 3 meters back. Yes, you remember that?
I have a lot of power.
Yeah, right.
I can't do it. I couldn't. No,
you could do it.
It's not. I don't have the grunt. I've got the. I fake the. Yeah. When I hit the bag,
so you're copying the Mexican.
Yeah, I'm just copying the Mexican guy. There's no advantage in me doing it. I just saw him do it. I'm like, that looks pretty cool.
Well, they say in tennis, the scream kind of increases the power.
Well, it's very boring, but do you want me to tell you why they make the noise or whatever?
I would love to, Jared.
Okay.
We don't often have, a group. This is like actually like Rogan now. We have like an MMA guy in to talk about.
Hardly. Fuck it. I don't know.
Well, you're more of an MMA guy than anyone else that we've had on this podcast.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I reckon Sophie'd have some hands.
She secretly loves the UFC. She's always
Nothing
on about it.
Would surprise me about her.
Yeah, you are right. It
if
would
it's
be.
On TV, I reckon she's seen a lot of it.
That's so true.
But she's the masked boxer.
Someone actually,
comes
another
and
great format.
The fuck out of Husey, and then you have to guess who it was. Well, from the Yars.
Do you remember the Laugh Mob had a similar format for a show, a stand up show? It wasn't like two people did stand up.
It
and
was just Kyle.
Whoever got the less laughs had to get hit.
Kyle
in
and Sam.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
They get punched in the face.
Yeah.
That seemed scary.
I watched it once.
How was it?
Kyle got hit. He lost on the joke section.
Yeah, gotcha.
I remember watching one and then talking to them afterwards, and like, I don't know, after you talk to a comedian or any kind of performer after their performance, they're often kind of reflective about, you know, oh yeah, that joke could have gone better, but like that new one worked. But yeah, I talked to him about the whole performance. I think he'd done like 20 minutes and then hosted the show before. It's like all this performance, all he had to talk about is like, yeah, fucking should have dodged that punch. He got me square. Last night I dodged it. It's like, have you considered becoming funnier so you're not the one getting hit in the face every night? It's like, no, I just need to get better at fucking dodging.
Oh, I love Cole. He's one of my favourite people to run into. Because you, like, you know, not to pull down the veil, but you run into most comedians and it's like, how is it? Oh, bad, this bad, bad. It's all gone. Every time I see him, how are you, buddy?
Totally.
It's like
funniest guy,
happy,
yeah.
Good energy.
Yeah, for
funniest
sure.
Funniest guy. And he just, like, absolutely tears people's social media down, which I love.
He's a awesome. Rogue commenter. There's not many left.
Not many, but he'll go in there.
Let's just say this guy would be fighting in the first ticket on Cancel Island if people were to look
at
some of the stuff.
If he had more
saying.
Jokes and he got more famous,
yeah.
He would have to learn to dodge the punch because he'd be fighting.
Yeah. You did not have to go back far in his internet history to hear the N-word.
Oh, no, yeah. Absolutely.
But he's black.
Ish.
Is he black?
No.
Oh, okay.
You wouldn't know.
Well,
from Simon,
like Yaz was saying, because he played Division II basketball. In
yeah,
the
he
US.
Played college ball. Yeah.
So he goes, that's basically black.
Yeah, I mean, not. Yeah, okay. Okay. I don't know.
I don't make the rules, but and I'm not 100% across the rules. I'm quite sure that's not the case.
Well, I was about to argue. I'm not about to argue, but it's like, whatever.
I don't know. It checks out, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Anyway. Okay. Anyway, tell us about this scream, Jared.
Mm.
Oh, no, it's just a breathing thing. So it's like you let out a breath when you throw the punch, because so you don't get exhausted. So if you're going to go punch three times, you take a breath and you go, and they'd be like, so people yell or whatever, but it's just letting out the air so you conserve your energy. Because if you're breathing all the time,
okay, that makes sense to breathe at the same time.
And if you get a break, you can breathe normally, but you're going in, you hold your breath, and then you let out the air as you punch.
I reckon. If I was a boxer, I would do different noises to put people off, and maybe like,
like Serena Williams.
Yeah, or, yeah.
Or like Maria Sharapova.
I said Maria.
Or more like. Do you reckon some people would be put off by that? And
people
then you could
do sure. People like they don't have baths and shit, so they stink in there just to throw them off. That
there we
1%.
Go. Yeah, totally.
Really.
Yeah. Like
I reckon in the boxing community, you could use people's homophobia against them and potentially kind of like enjoy the hug too much, whisper something in their ear.
Well, someone we know did that in a street fight. They got naked.
What do you mean?
Who?
Oh, as in like dacked themselves when they were getting.
I think you can figure out who this is.
Absolutely.
You pointed at Tom like it was Tom.
Someone we know. Someone here is very intimate.
Tom. For the listeners at home, it was Tom.
So you dacked yourself?
No, I didn't, but someone did. Do you remember? I mean, we can bleep it. Eastgate?
Oh.
Have you heard this?
I don't know.
He was on the Gold Coast. And, like, a bunch of guys came up to him. I mean, this is my memory of the story, but, like, he's just walking along the Esplanade and, you know, a bunch of drunk youths come up and start fucking with him and, like, it's kind of getting a bit like it's about to get violent and he just dacked himself and they pissed off.
Are we cutting all this?
I don't know.
What do you got to say?
What are you about to fucking say?
I mean, that's all right. That's fine.
That was in the news. I read that in the Daily Telegraph.
No, it was just boring.
We can cut from here.
If I wanted to read the newspaper, Tom, I'd read the newspaper. I'm trying to do a podcast.
Okay, so what's the real story?
Gladys Berejiklian is doing a fantastic job.
It's probably too many people in this room for her, huh?
No, let's not say those things. Jared, by the time this goes to air, it'll be back to 50 people a house.
Exactly.
Okay.
We recorded this in March. It's very illegal.
2022. Oh. I don't have a body anymore. I'm a head.
You intend to die next year?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Oh, it would be fucking relieving, wouldn't it?
I don't think it would feel like anything.
Yeah. Well, that's The Sopranos.
I suppose.
Oh, let's not ruin the ending.
Mm.
Oh, I'm sorry, if you haven't watched this show that came out 20 years
ago. I think a lot of people wouldn't have watched it.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think it missed at least, like, I think a lot of people our age and above would have watched it.
Well, I've never seen Psycho, but I still know the ending.
Right. Yeah, but that's because it's kind of been played. But the Sopranos ending people talk about, but I don't, I still think it's, I think it's quite missed famous, a gap.
The ending. I think it's quite discussed.
Yeah, okay.
I agree with Jared. I think it's in the category of you can't whinge too much about the spoiler.
A high five against Sam.
Well, do you want me to? I'll go if you want.
I think you're taking this too personally. I think it was actually quite a minor disagreement and you shouldn't take it to heart.
You high fived him.
I reacted to his high five. I thought it was appropriate given the
context. You're that starved of high fives in your life that you see one and you're like, I'll have a bit of that.
I don't know when the next one will come. I'm high fiving more than you.
We're all starved of high fives, okay? Everyone here is starved of them.
No. I haven't had a high five in 2 months, maybe.
Oh, man, one day you might do something worth your one.
I just think my friends, everyone I know, thinks they're too cool for high fives now.
He did something pretty cool. I had to give him one.
I'm on cloud nine right now. It felt fantastic. I've missed that.
He earned it, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you. Fucking hell. All
agree with Jared. And maybe if I
had some better points, I might get one.
But definitely watch The Sopranos if you haven't watched it.
That's going to be back, boys. I was the first guest, and it's going to be the last.
Oh, you were the first guest. Yeah, God, we were young back then, weren't we?
Totally, not like now.
Had our training wheels on.
Exactly.
Back in the one bedroom apartment.
Yeah, you're shitty.
Before I met the rich guy.
Night and day.
I'm the only guy that liked that place.
I didn't hate it either. No, it was okay.
Lovely. Yeah.
Good view of the primary school next door.
That's so funny. Yeah. You didn't need the binoculars that were hanging up next to your window.
No, but it was a nice touch.
But you had them anyway.
You just wanted to pretend they were adults by making them closer.
All right, get in the ring, mate.
That's actually a brilliant joke.
It's actually... yes.
For the listener, that was a second high five to Tom Cashman.
Taunton was excluded from.
I'm tearing through these seltzers. I tell you what, the drink of the summer.
Do you like... Are you... Because you're a... You know, I didn't think you'd be a seltzer man.
No, I'm loving it.
What flavour is this? Is this a White Claw?
No, it's just the other knockoff one.
The ones that are about to be sued for trademark infringement.
So they probably are.
I had one on tap the other day, the Union Hotel on King Street.
Yes.
And I was like more just surprised.
More alive?
Nah, it actually was not that good on tap because it just felt like I was drinking a glass of water.
Yes.
But it was like, I was like, oh my God, you've got seltzer on tap. And then she's pouring one for me it's, and I'm like, well, I guess I've got to do this.
Yeah.
But I think it's better out of a can.
Well, I'm a big beer out of the can guy.
Love beer out of a can.
A fucking bottle, whatever.
No, Tom. Come on, Jared. You can't on it. That's almost one. He went so badly, it's almost one for me.
I can't be giving them out like that.
It's a negative one. I've had one rejected as well.
I've put mine up, so I think that's only a half mile.
I'd like to come in every week and just do high fives. I could give a fuck about trying to be funny.
You should come in and be sidekick, be our Jamie.
Mm. Oh, thank you. That's very nice of you.
Totally. Give you a laptop.
Yeah, you should
step
you
down from my mug off perch in heaven.
Yeah. Just come in here and sit in a cage. You should face the corner and only spoke when spoken to.
Do you know they've got I did Jared's Patreon podcast. They're doing some secret podcasts now. Yeah. That's how well their podcast is going.
I think it's
going.
A secret. I think it's encouraged that you pay and listen.
Don't high five that.
The hand is itchy. I'm shaking.
What's difference about what's the?
Well, you could say things on there. Yeah, everyone's cool.
No edits. Everyone's cool. No one rats.
No one rats out.
No one rats out. Anymore.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, trashing a few gossip people pod. In there. Bit of a gossip pod.
Mm. I mean, I've come up a few times.
Yeah, you have.
In the Patreon app.
Well, no, in the live ones.
No, we trash him in the actual.
Yeah, exactly. I reckon there was a 3 week stretch where three consecutive weeks I was mentioned in some sort of disparaging way.
Was it always the story about you hiding behind Esther? Because I feel like Jared says that every opportunity he can to in front of someone.
No, I mean, no, that was on the podcast that I was actually on.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That was to my face, but there were other, I forget what they were actually. But
I think they're just infringements when we were living together.
Yeah, smaller, but yeah, things I wasn't aware of.
Tom's
really.
A very odd man.
Well, I mean, he just, I wouldn't say he's odd, he's not that odd, he just does things a bit differently, Jared.
Okay, all right, sure.
From regular Joes like you and me. You know, we're simple folk. We put on the pads and we like to hit a boxing bag.
One day at a time.
Exactly. I mean, you'll be dead next year.
Oh, if only.
And do you actually want to die?
No, no, no. I'm just joking.
How long do you reckon you've got, in all seriousness?
I think I've got a while.
Because you're pretty healthy. You've worked hard on job sites.
Very
Tom
fat,
and I haven't done that.
Very fat at the moment, but...
Chubby, but it's Christmas.
Yeah, look at...
Thank you very much, Tom. Yes. You can just get them like that if you ever complimented me once.
Jared, your dick's so
too
big.
Too late. Too late. <You've...
laughs> Wait, you wanted me to say, Jared, you've got such a small dick.
Thank you for being honest. It's never funny. Like, I've never seen anyone on stage just be like, I got the biggest fucking dick.
It'd be
good to see just once, you know.
I reckon I can think of a few.
Duggan fancies himself as having a bit of a hog.
Does he?
Interesting. He talks about it, yeah.
What does he say? He says it's quite big.
He says he's got a big dick, yeah.
Isn't one of those things where you can just prove it?
He could just show
it's
it.
It's like talking
That's
shit.
That's a Patreon episode. Well, I heard one.
The rat that he is.
That's bottom of the barrel stuff.
He says.
Guys, no new app this week, but click this link. Duggan's going to show
you.
You
joke about this, but he actually.
Yes, we do.
He actually said, he goes. For 50, he goes, if we were getting $15 a month or something, he goes, I'll send him a picture of my dick and then walked it back.
But why does he think they want a picture of his dick?
I go, because it's funny. Like, because I was going to have it, when I was setting up the tiers, it was going to be $15 picture of Duggan's dick,
yes.
20, we'll take it back.
Hang on.
Send it back and we'll forget the whole thing.
So in the $15 one,
that's
you
good.
Send
that's
them
great.
A photo of Duggan's
dick.
The end. If the person is paying 20,
pay 20,
then you send it.
Send it back. We'll forget the whole thing happened.
What do you mean? So they email it back.
They email it back.
And then you don't tell anyone.
I won't tell
anyone.
But do they keep having to spend the 20?
What happens if you just spend 20?
No. So then it's $20 a month, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then
is that a monthly thing?
A life
but
free of Duggan's
dick. The secret.
You're paying it off.
And as soon as you cancel your subscription, you're telling everyone.
Oh, potentially. I like to think people will be honest.
But in the $15 one, are you telling everyone that they, you're naming and shaming that they received that photo?
No,
but that's, you do need some kind of security
difference.
With it. Yeah,
yeah. Well, it couldn't get off the ground because he fucking walked it back.
Yeah.
Walked it back.
Why didn't he just Google any dick?
Well, he's too stupid to do that. That's why.
He's dumb.
You want the real answer? That's why. Okay.
He hasn't done this podcast.
He was here literally two episodes ago.
Duggan?
Fucking hell.
It is crazy you just said that.
Yeah, no, I did forget. I was trying to remember as I was on the way here. I was like, who did we do a podcast with last?
And for that?
I can't remember. Yeah. I honestly forgot Duggan did the podcast.
Which I love. That's high
five.
Yeah,
well, actually, now I remember. It was a real funny episode.
Yeah. It was one of the best. Yeah. Clearly one of the most memorable.
I listened to it. It sounded like you were looking at the clock the whole time. You're like, I got to go.
Oh, no, that is. I did
have
to go.
To
yeah.
We
it was
do
a quick
another one, to be honest. It ran for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's disrespectful. It's so crazy. It's like 2 minutes, 20, 50, an hour, 30. You never know what's going on.
Oh, with this one.
Well, I love it.
I was telling Jared today, I was Michael Costa is a comedian I quite like. He's on the Daily Show and stuff.
I love that guy.
And you said you've seen him just stand up at the Comedy Store and stuff. Like,
he used to
come out.
See the tennis player?
Yeah.
You might have seen him as well.
Yeah.
He might have been on the shows with him. I don't know.
No, I don't think
definitely
ever.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Okay, right. He is on... I saw on his Instagram, he's on the Rogan episode, and I was like, I'll have a listen to that. It's a 4-hour episode. I'm 2 hours through, and it hasn't even made a mark on the little Spotify halfway through.
Totally.
4 hours.
Fuck.
God, that's a lot of nodding.
They haven't taken a break yet either.
But if you think about it,
2 hours in.
That's half a fucking work day, and that'll sustain you, you know?
Yeah, I think
a lot of people listen to this. They just have some kind of a job.
Yes.
And they're just like anything to
all of
take.
Them, I think. Or everyone probably. Listening to this has a fucking shit job.
Everyone in this room is a kind of a job, probably, you know?
Well, I mean, not
in this room.
In this room.
Well, you notoriously hate your boss, don't you, Tom?
No.
Solo.
I mean, no.
Auntie, the ABC. Who do you work for? Ida?
Ida, yeah.
Yourself.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's when we get a bit of hatred going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's just like, I think of that in those terms because I remember having a bad job and just being like, Hamish and Andy's best of it is, that'll kill an hour, just like fucking around the computer or whatever.
Oh, gotcha.
So as much as you're like, that's long, someone would be like, that's
if you're at your desk,
that's Monday. Oh, that's half a Monday.
Or you're on the work site or whatever.
But I think Taunton's point is, as the guest, it's a bit tiresome.
Well, yeah, I'm purely imagine if how long have we done? 20 minutes. Imagine if I said, let's do another 3:40.
Yeah, how are you feeling?
Fine.
Let's push it.
We're about to do the same thing. These guys off when we go to dinner.
Yeah, but you know, this is a heightened version.
Is it
of what this would be like at dinner? It's going to be silent.
Yeah,
you reckon?
As we just eat.
No, me and Tom will get a few beers. We'll get into philosophy. You'll get bored. You'll get your phone a bunch.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds about right. I'm like, guys, yeah, have you seen this Instagram story?
Gets out his noise-cancelling headphones and starts watching Peppa Pig on his phone while we discuss Immanuel Kant.
He thinks you're dumb as hell, man. I actually think you're the coolest guy.
You high-five cunts.
Yeah, that's your favourite show to watch, high-five.
You cunt.
Yeah, good stuff, boys. Can't wait for dinner.
Oh, dear. So how was your Christmas, Jared?
Horrible, Tom. One of the worst.
What's happened? What happened?
What
did you get for a present?
Talk about, because there's a few illegal things going on.
Mm. What are you doing, drugs?
No, no drugs. But it was...
he's talking about Santa with all that trespassing.
Who invited this guy? No consent.
This is breaking and entering.
No, it was grim. The McGowan Christmas is notoriously grim. Another year.
What about your partner's Christmas? Did you pop in there?
Yeah, I was in there getting the fucking life hugged out of me.
Right. Mm. Yeah. So it's one to the other.
Yeah, it's both ends of the fucking spectrum. It's an emotional fucking roller
coaster. So it's no love, starved of any love, and then on the other side, it's you're drowning in.
Like, all I want is a high five to be told I'm a good son. Okay.
So when was the last time you hugged your partner's father?
What day is it?
It's like Wednesday, maybe?
Yeah, so...
Is it Wednesday?
I think it might be Thursday.
Is it? So fuck, rent's due. Sorry.
No, it's Wednesday. You're right. So it's Wednesday the 30th. 5 days ago. Five days ago. And what about your father?
I think 5 years.
5 years. What happened 5 years ago?
I think it was a funeral. Mm. I think he tripped and fell into me.
It's your
dad. I think
it
was more of me catching him as it was a hug.
You were hanging out with your dad near trees.
You smell good, Dad.
So there's roots. And
yeah, he'd had a few
years. Cross country walk. Right.
He was tripping it. Yeah, it was grim. It was a grim.
But did you get any presents?
Yeah, man.
What'd you get? Presents. Okay. I got a SodaStream.
Did you?
Yeah. I didn't buy a SodaStream because I expected someone to buy me a SodaStream and I didn't get one.
Can I say, Tom, perfect present. Can't fault it. Everyone in my house loving it.
Yeah.
Even the rich guy. Totally. Money can buy everything, but he didn't have a SodaStream. He's loving it.
Can you make Fanta?
I could, yeah, for sure.
Interesting.
Come around.
I actually saw little Pepsi Max, like granules or whatever to use in a SodaStream at Meijer that you can use.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think they're
the
start
most unsellable thing I've ever heard in my life.
Pepsi Max.
To be used with.
You may as well wrap it cancer in a bow and be like, does anyone want to buy this? I don't know. I've talked about this before, but I saw one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Oh my God.
Mm.
Full drinks cabinet at the chicken shop I go to. Mm. Everything you could ever want.
What chicken shop?
Colleroy. Chooks on the Beach.
You're going to Colleroy for okay.
Yeah. Recently or?
They had Cherry Coke. Like, it's all there. Not even a specialty shop. That's how good the spread was. I saw this fucking maniac walk in there and get Pepsi Max in the bottle.
But he could have had Cherry Coke.
He could have had anything. And he chose a Pepsi Max. Like,
Christ.
I understand sometimes you got to drink Pepsi. You know, you're getting KFC.
Yeah,
life happens.
Totally.
Yeah.
There's a licensing deal that was above your head.
Yeah.
The power's out of your head.
Someone has a gun to the back of your fucking skull, and it's like, if you don't drink it, you're going to die. But to choose it, to me...
In this case, he had the power.
It's insanity, right?
Like, I mean, my dad was a huge Pepsi Max guy. So you're talking normal, but it's been quite normalised to me.
I bought a case for Tom's dad.
Pepsi Max.
Yeah, he loves it. I've never seen him drink it. I just got told to buy the case.
But you correctly deduced from the number of Pepsi Maxes in the house.
I'm going to go out here on a limb. I reckon he's pouring them down the sink and it's just some kind of sick game. Because I've never seen anyone drink it.
I reckon once you're hooked. Do you know my first...
That's the top level of not liking a drink. Is that everyone I've seen purchase it is playing a sick prank against me. It's some sort of conspiracy. I'm Truman.
He's pouring it down the drain.
You are Truman. Not a real pod. These mics aren't on, Jared.
How grim to do a podcast if you're the Truman.
Yeah. So they're watching you anyway, mate. Yeah. They'd see that, yeah, you say it's a bit of a heightened
people
version.
People be watching it and be like, he's lying. Like, that never happened. Exactly. I just watched this guy's whole
life. You know what? When he came out of the Truman Show,
yeah,
I bet he would have been on a few podcasts.
Yeah. Great point. Big numbers. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone would have wanted him on their phone.
Truman, Spotify, big deal.
How great. You didn't realise what was going on. We were watching you. You fucking idiot.
That's a good bit. Like Truman on Letterman 2 days after he got out. Like everyone claps him. He's the guest.
He straight away would love it. He would start thinking the outside was not real.
Totally.
I mean, the inside was real. Yeah. If he went out, it's on podcasts, he's on Letterman, he's on Fallon.
Let's get down to the brass taxes. How much pussy do you think Truman got?
When he got out.
I'm thinking a lot.
We should write the sequel.
Truman 2.
Truman 2.
Pussy Hound.
Pussy Hound.
Truman 2, he's back in. Or he has a kid and puts the kid in.
Puts the kid in is good.
Yeah. I think he would be quite famous outside because he's... I think he could be the next Jim Carrey. He's a charismatic guy, that guy. He's pretty funny. I think he could appear on some Tonight Show.
He could do it.
Maybe be in a few movies.
Oh, man. Yeah, as a show, it's like, we talk about Letterman, like it's old Letterman clip. He'd just get people from the country and get them to reverse park cars in New York City, which is
so funny.
So brilliant. Like this,
that's awesome.
Just from small country town. Like, how many, what's the population? 500 people. And you get the car to be...
Fly them in.
It'd be just too big for the spot. Okay.
So people are beeping fair.
And shit. Are they getting stressed out?
Oh, yeah. And he's like, hook it, hook it. Like, screaming at I mean, all the best comedy's been done. This is so redundant.
Do you see, Jared, you like this, and we were talking about cancelled before, that that guy that does like impressions on Instagram got cancelled? Tiltman? Firstman.
Which guy that does, I mean...
You know, he writes on Search Party. He might have been in Search Party.
Oh.
He does all those like...
What do you get done for?
Some tweets. Well, I was talking to you in the group chat about
that
it. What's that guy's
name?
I wasn't
100% on who that was, but I saw him in the article.
He
okay,
went massive on Instagram. He's like a gay guy. He's like very in. Very funny as well.
Not John Early.
No. JT Firstman. This guy.
Geese. Show me the cunt. Oh, yeah, that dude. What do you get? So old tweets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's like if he's getting cancelled... It's. I mean, yeah, he's so...
You nearly want to get done now just so you can fucking...
Well, I think he's a good example of his apology was quite, I thought, good. He was just... he's like, I wrote some offensive jokes when I was 19 that are now being circulated online. I'm deeply regretful and sorry for these tweets. I was young and dumb and trying to find my comedic voice. I've grown a million lifetimes and I'm not a bad person. I'm trying to be good and equal.
I think all apologies are good, though.
Nah.
All apologies are good. What are you talking about?
I mean, most people say sorry.
Nah, but
can't you just say I'm sorry?
You can, but that would be an example of a good apology.
A good apology.
Yeah, but a lot of people say I'm sorry and then have like 9 excuses and people are like, it fuels the fire.
I love the, I apologize unreservedly. If I ever get done, I'm just going to copy one and just look at word for word.
What was her
one? Leave the name.
What was her one?
It's just, I apologize unreservedly, blah, 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 blah. So now you're telling me that it's completely fine.
I'm going to say, what date is my fight?
I'm in training, I've been working up for this day, and I'm ready.
You can just turn your phone down off, but like, I don't know.
Not the real bad ones where you lose work and stuff.
Yeah,
it depends what you do. If you got done for some bad tweets or something, you're totally right, it might blow over.
Yeah.
But if you had done like, you know, some really bad stuff, sexual assault, whatever.
Yeah.
You'll lose work and they'll come for you if your phone's off.
Even the bad tweets thing, I think it could really affect you. Yeah, it just depends on the context. I reckon, though, the problem with the Thunderdome, again, is that let's say you get cancelled tomorrow and you're in the ring and now who are you fighting? I think the natural way for it to be would be the next person who gets cancelled. Fights you.
No,
so now
no,
then
it's
you...
got to be the white women who snitched on you.
No.
What?
No, absolutely not. No. I think you go into a pool of fight in the same way like there'll be a stock of fighters in like Gladiator times.
Mortal Kombat.
Or UFC even. Yeah, and then you get pitted against it and then maybe like, I don't know, someone is in charge of all the cancelled people and then they get to put together the fights.
I reckon though you would, as a recently cancelled person who was now in the pool or whether it was a matchup situation or whatever, it would be in your interest now to cancel some weaklings because you want to win the fight.
Yeah.
So you would be campaigning, you'd be doing tweets about...
Because you can palm it off, can't you? Like, you can get it and then like the football, just throw it and someone else will
mention someone else.
Yeah.
What, in you, what, you getting cancelled?
I had, well, someone was talking about how like drink, something else you can kind of get around it.
Oh,
like,
thank
you. Come and then go. I don't know if it just happens organically.
Mango hard seltzer.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's nice.
I remember that. Did you have this at your school? I was talking about this with someone recently, actually. At my school, sometimes it would happen where someone would do something embarrassing in like a small group of people, maybe like five people, and then everyone would point and go at them. And then other people nearby would see that that was happening and run over and go,
so you pile on.
Hundreds of people. And like
hundreds.
When they got their biggest versions of these, there were 200 people just all pointing at one person going, and then that became like a phenomenon that would sometimes happen.
Did this happen at your school?
No.
It didn't happen at my school, that's for sure.
I bet this is, like, knowing the school you went to, did someone pick up a fork instead of chopsticks?
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, I
cancel me for that. I don't give a fuck. I'm already on a building site. I don't give a fuck. All right.
I think it probably was like a replacement for violence in a not very violent school. But that was a kind of funny thing that happened. But then sometimes when that became a phenomenon that would happen, some people would kind of try and get that going like inauthentically.
And it wouldn't catch fire.
And it wouldn't catch fire. And then sometimes the person who tried to get it started
would then
become the and then everyone would go on there. But then also sometimes people, it depended how you kind of dealt with it. Like some people would just run away and then it's over. Some people would be kind of too, it wouldn't happen to some people. Like if you're a bit bigger, people
would. I want to say high risk, low reward to start the in second, third
what
wave.
Would they totally. Do? Why wouldn't they just beat the person up or like, kick
but,
them.
But now there's like 10 people doing it immediately. Like it pretty quickly it would become 10
people.
This
is the difference between our schools. We had a similar game, right, where it was called King of the Dirt, where you would run to the top of this dirt pile.
Yeah,
and
then
once you're up there, you would get tackled and beaten. But you wanted to get on top.
Totally.
Similar vibe.
Well, we used to... Yeah, I mean...
Mine's more communal.
We used to have a game where you'd get a metal ruler and you'd the person next to you... You would get the metal ruler on the sharp end and you would just hit them their arm and put gashes in their arm. Yeah. And the first person to say, I'm out, lost and was a loser forever.
See, these are just scary and intense.
So you'd just be sitting in geometry or geography just with, like, blood all over your arm.
Still paying attention, though.
Oh, of course. You want to learn the stuff, you know. You got to learn the capital of Venezuela or whatever.
Because your school's a public school. Sort
correct.
Of selective.
Yes.
But everyone wanted to be there.
What do you mean?
Wanted to be at the school, like they wanted to be at school learning.
Yeah.
Because yours, it was an academic
school.
No
one dropped out in year 10.
Oh, some people were asked to, some people were asked to repeat or leave if they weren't getting the right marks. But then other people got in when they were in year 6 because they were, and then kind of got over it. So I don't think, there was definitely less upset to be at school vibes than most schools.
Could you get in if you just lived in the area?
No.
So it had to be academic?
Yeah, there was a test or whatever.
Oh, wow. And you passed it. I mean, I know you're very smart.
Flying colours, mate.
Did you want to go? In.
No.
What school did you want to go to?
Oh, well, I did want to go, sorry. But I didn't really know about it until I got in. And then my parents, I think, sent me there. I found out later because they thought it had, like, you could do computer stuff in year 12. And they thought I was interested in computers. But I just liked playing Worms too. I wasn't interested in computers at all. So.
Oh, but brother, have I got some good news for you. Worms 2 is on a MS-DOS simulator I was playing quite recently.
Oh, my God.
And it's great.
Back in.
It's so much fun.
But my point about the air thing was that sometimes...
Oh, they also made more Worms games.
Yeah. No, but I think I played some other Worms, and it's not the same.
It's
you
shit,
want 2D.
Yeah. Nah, 2's on an MS-DOS simulator, I found. It's
hell
great.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. But sometimes people would transfer the air. So like 100 people are going, which is kind of like cancellation. It's public humiliation.
Yeah.
Everyone's going, fuck you. Like that's kind of the vibe of it, but a little bit more of a micro version. Someone would be like, like laughing. Oh yeah, you all got me. But it's obviously you feel watched and kind of humiliated. Someone would just drag someone else out random, often a younger kid. And just go, point at them. And sometimes that failed and it made it worse. But sometimes everyone was like, yeah, well played. And then continued on the other person that had just been nominated. And I suppose that's what you're saying.
Dear Lord.
People tried to do
it
when they're being cancelled.
Sounds kind of scary. that weird ritual.
Yeah, it's public humility. But it's also quite funny.
If someone started going, the shirt would be coming off. I'd be walking up to the
fucking... If someone did it at me, I'd ring Jared. I'd be like, they're making the noise again, Jared. Get down here.
I'd bite the cunt's finger off or something.
I think it was legitimately traumatizing for some of the people.
Did you ever get aired?
No.
Were you part of that? I jump in.
I don't think I was ever like the first person to go amp, but like, yeah, once it's going.
Second or third wave.
Totally. Yeah. Absolutely.
And so was there a difference between, say you did something I didn't like.
Yes.
And then I was like, what the fuck, Tom? Mm. And you'd look at me and you'd be like, haha. But then if I went, started going, were you like, is that a whole nother level of being angry with someone?
No, I don't think it could stem from anger. I think it would have to be a bit silly. And I think the key was that first wave of people would need to look over after hearing air and kind of still see physical evidence of them being embarrassed. So them having tripped over or dropped something or something.
Yeah.
You still need to be able to see that. And then people would catch on like, they fucked up. But if he just wronged you and it's your personal vendetta and then you look over and there's just an angry man, that's no good. No one's jumping on that.
What if they were a big loser that everyone hated?
I think that would make it worse. That's the thing. I think if they looked a bit silly or something... That would lead to...
So it's kind of going to be like you're falling over or whatever.
I think it could be... Yeah, it's laughing at someone.
Was there any love affairs at your school or not?
What do you mean? Like people hooking up?
There's like romances and stuff.
Well, I remember the art teacher and the science teacher got it on in high school.
Hell yeah.
They got caught holding hands walking to the car park and then the secret was out amongst the school kids.
Totally.
It's funny how the kids always know.
Mr. Newman and what was her name?
The hand. That's what the giveaway. Everyone seemed to know what the fuck was going on in our high school, but I could never trace a source to it. This woman left her husband for the music teacher.
A lot of moving parts in a high school.
Yeah, but like everyone just knew.
But it only takes one person to notice, and there's also not much gossip happening, so that's just interesting. But I also think that the kids don't understand the stakes, because that happened at my school as well. You'd see like some maths teacher with a music teacher that were both married. And people knew that. And people were talking about that they were fucking for ages.
Love it.
And then like 2 years later, it came out that, yeah, they were, actually. And they both left their partners and then hooked up.
Oh, they're together now?
Yeah, it's like, oh, that was just a big joke to us. But no, they were. Like, so that would have been awful for them at the beginning of it.
Well, I wonder if they got the ball rolling. Well, the kids. Because, like, you might be like, well, fuck, everyone already thinks.
It's a similar version of,
It's, hey,
you're sucking him off.
But I feel like if 700 kids think we should...
Well, that's
like they can't all be crazy. Yeah. That'd be me explaining it to her.
To your
wife. What are they all nuts?
When you're leaving your wife.
Leave our wives. Let's fuck.
To hook this up, you have to go to like a cool year 10 kid and like, okay, I want to get this rumor going that I'm sleeping with Miss Phipps. Yeah. So all you need to do is just tell some
$5 kids in his top pocket. This will do you well at the tuck shop, mate.
Exactly. I feel like you can get a lot done by paying teens to spread...
Malicious lies.
Or things that make you look cool. I've certainly thought about... I think that happens in a few movies, but when I have a child, I think it would be potentially good for them to go and pay older kids to be nice to them, look out for them, just walk past...
You can't do that.
No.
Why not?
Well, I think it's kind of a sign of weak... It's kind of like walking in trying to pay people off in a prison.
Yeah.
It can work if you've got a lot of money, but it also...
But you do in child money.
I mean, but also kids will probably not respect you.
But I don't care if they respect me. I respect my child.
You got to resign yourself to the fact that they're going to go through some really horrible shit.
No, I want complete control.
Well, why don't you pop into the school then?
Because you probably did and I did. But it'll shape them somehow later. You know, like if you're just going to protect them all the time.
Yeah.
Did you ever get bullied, Jared?
I mean, I got bullied a little bit, but I would always swing on them.
Like, you're a fighter.
You wouldn't get a free... shot on me.
Yeah, okay.
And so, does that make people not try?
Yeah, it does stop it. Because, like, it's like, if you're going to do it, fine. Mm. But we're going to... Like, I was a skinny kid, but I was like, I'll fucking swing on you.
But what about the thing... Because I feel like people got bullied when they... like, there are a few people at my school that were, I think, struggling with some sort of... A bit of, like, a mental problem that had, like, anger problems, for example, that would fly off the handle if they were poked or something, which does make people want
poking
to go and...
so annoying.
Yeah, just go fuck with them, and then they get real cranky, and then that's kind of hilarious. Like, it's a fine line between that, right? Standing up for yourself and being kind of, like, easily provoked.
Yeah, totally. Sorry.
Were you ever...
like leaving the room.
No, I like, it wasn't... No, I don't think I ever, like, got crazy.
Yeah, it wasn't... I think it's... Maybe that's the skill. You've got to get angry, but the anger can't be funny. Because if it's a bit funny, then people are going to want to replicate it.
I remember two kids tried to fight in maybe year 10 at my school, but they were both kind of little chubby guys, both kind of funny, weird kids that were not on the kind of surface of all kind of friendship groups. And, yeah, it was the funniest fight. Like, it wasn't, everyone was kind of laughing. Because, you know, I don't know if you remember, if it happened at your school, if there was a fight, people would gather around and do that. And it was
that's the most
excitement you would have in your life, to be honest.
Nature. That is as fucking natural as...
Well, I think it's far more natural because it's in the moment. Someone's like a fight. There's no bigger rush. Mm. You just run to it and people form a circle and it's like... Nowadays, people film me on their phones or whatever, but back then it was a bit more pure.
Totally.
And but this fight, I'll never forget. Everyone was just laughing at these two guys trying to fight. No one was excited being like, get him, hit him. Everyone was just being like, this is a bit of fun, it's isn't it?
Pathetic.
Giggling away.
I remember there's this guy, like, at a... We used to go, like, parties, like on weekends or something, we're in high school or whatever. Crazy, I know.
Yeah. You can't do, what country. Is it? Five a house at the moment. Yeah, so good luck with that if you're a kid.
It was a simpler time. But there was this guy, he must have been like 23 or 24. And it was teenagers. No, this is the point. It was like all teenage parties, but he would go there.
Oh, at the parties.
And he had like...
And that's wrong.
Tribal tattoos all down his
And we're saying that's wrong.
That's wrong? Just to confirm, that is not good.
It's definitely... Before we reveal what we were up to around that same age, we're saying that's wrong.
That's wrong.
Gotcha. Okay. No.
But he would always wear like a white...
stories along those lines.
White tank top and like had like tribal tattoos all down his arm. And he would just kind of pick up like high school chicks or whatever. But I remember like a friend of mine...
So it was cool.
Yeah, according to him. But she like went home with him. And then, like, his life was, like, the most pathetic thing ever. And she just freaked out and left. Like, he just had a mattress on the floor in some shithole.
Totally.
With cockroaches and shit.
Yes.
Like,
this
sucks. Like, as much as cool as it... Because he was, like, the big deal. Because, like, every party I ever went to at that age, it was, like, be, like, hanging out, drunk, fight, party, like, cops, and then end. But he would always be fighting.
Yeah.
But he's fighting teenagers.
Totally.
He's,
like,
20, back. 24, like... In my mind,
sorry
now.
For this guy.
Yeah,
he sucks. But like, he was also, like a lot bigger than everyone.
If you like thought about what people's expectations are in a partner for kind of like what their living situation is like, you'd think that their expectations just go up over time. But I think that they actually don't. I think for the first like 18 years of your life, when you're living at home, your kind of expectations are actually quite high because you're living in like a house that your parents own.
Yeah.
So if you went around. And then in your early 20s, if you're at uni, you're living in share houses, your standards go down and then you might sleep with a guy out of bed frame with cockroaches or whatever.
Sure.
But, 18-year-olds that are still at school, they're like, I'm not ready for this.
So true.
We'll go back to dad's place.
Yeah, it's nice. God, but it's such a quick drop in your standards when you go to uni. And
when you start associating you're like, with independence.
I don't give a fuck.
And this is not like, it's a new times. You asked if there was romance at my school.
Oh, so yeah.
I went to a...
Did I? That feels like an
But also, did you... And did you... And the second part to the question, Tom, did you get bullied at school or did you bully?
I remember doing one thing that could be construed as bullying where I was... But it was not even anything. Some guy owed $2 to some event because he snuck in and he said he'd give me $2 back. He was 2 years younger than me. And then he kept coming up being like, I owe you $2 and I'm not paying, like, in subsequent weeks. And I'm like, this is pushing it.
Like, and you're like, Tony Soprano, that's points on the package.
I'm like, come on. So I remember taking his tennis racket and holding it and, like, being like, give me the money. And then eventually he gave it to me because I was like, I'll pay it back, but I'll borrow it now or something. And he seemed quite sad. But that's the I don't think I bullied. Every now and then you'd get... Bullied, but not bullied, really. People are a bit mean.
Yeah.
But there wasn't much romance either because it was an all-boys school and there was, looking back, like it was a relatively homophobic school, I think. I mean, the culture was. I remember some guy said he had a dream about another boy at school and that was like a big joke.
Oh.
So it was like, I don't think very conducive to like gay relationships starting. And I had a friend who went to a similar...
But that's doesn't the sound only, like it.
That's the only love that there could have been in an all-male school.
I can't even dream about you.
But what about... were there female teachers?
They were female teachers, but I just want to say this thing about what my... because I have a friend who went to a similar school, all boys, and said that it was a pretty similar environment. Like, it's not like people are being homophobic all the time, but like intimacy between guys was kind of like... taboo, I suppose. So that's kind of what homophobia is. And apparently, one of his teachers in one of his classes said to the students, guys, I have heard some homophobic things being said over the past year, and someone in this class has actually come to me and said that they're gay.
Oh.
So I just want everyone to be mindful of the language they're using. And, yeah, just really keep that in mind and stop using that language in the future.
It's a genius move.
No, it's the stupidest move I've ever heard of.
The witch hunt begins.
Because everyone's like, who's gay? And then, of course, the person who probably admitted it has to be like, no, it's not me. It's just a big witch hunt.
I think there was never a person.
Sorry?
I don't think there was ever a person.
Oh, you reckon it was made up?
I think he was trying to do it to make people be like, use better language and be kind of, you know, stop the rampant homophobia that sounds like you were leading at this school.
Oh, I wasn't leading it. What are you talking
about? I mean, you weren't condoning it.
Yeah, that means he wasn't leading it.
Yeah. But as in...
he was part of the problem.
Yeah, I was part of the problem, probably. I don't remember saying anything.
How crazy are the times have changed, but like now every kid in high school is bi or gay.
Totally.
Are they?
Absolutely. Yeah.
If you go to like...
And Jared knows. He's quizzed them all.
Well, I'm being the older guy.
He's fighting at the parties.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going back to the parties. You know, I'm fighting. I'm trying to get some of these 18-year-old girls.
Bring the girls back to your mattress.
Exactly. Showing them.
But they're not leaving because they don't like the mattress. They're leaving because they're gay.
they're bi because...
I don't know why I'm here. I'm gay.
They're like cool guys and cockroaches. That's bi.
So then everyone was trying to find out who it was.
Well, exactly. It I think made everyone more homophobic because they were like, oh shit, who is it? That's hilarious.
Mm. Right. Yeah.
But then if they made it up, that would be positive. It would over time, like after the initial witch hunt, maybe they'd become more relaxed about it. But I'm not sure. I think it sounded like quite a strange strategy to me.
I don't know. I've never come out. Don't know what it's like.
Mm.
Especially in high school. But would you then go to a teacher and say, I'm gay?
Seems like a fucking big move.
Huge move.
You'd want to have a relationship with that teacher, maybe.
Yeah, but you're looking around the school, everyone's got you would, you know.
Totally. I mean, I think it's possible.
Yeah.
If that was like the cool teacher that people were honest with, you know, there were some of those.
Yeah.
But the guys in my school that were gay came out after school.
Don't tell you my business.
There wasn't any talk at school.
Don't tell you what my business studies teacher said to me?
No.
I think he said a joke about this, but he stood me up in front of the class and said, you will never amount to anything.
In the business world, well, he was right.
To who? To you?
You don't own a business?
Me. He stood me up. Right? He said it to me in front of everyone.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
What'd you do?
That's like...
I went, man, meet me outside.
Exactly. And then you immediately started a rap career, because I feel like that's
I was just like, well, fuck, I don't know. I'm 14. Like, can we wait a bit?
I remember, some teachers being quite mean at my school. It was a lot of relief teachers.
Well, I broke a lot of... I broke a lot of teachers being naughty. Like, I'm sure you probably did as well.
Well, no, not... I mean, as a group, like a class group. Yeah. It would always be... It'd be crazy. If you're an individual kid causing drama, you get widowed out so quick.
Yeah. Mm.
But if a class is all on the same level, you can break a teacher in 20 minutes.
You can. Many a tear has been shed over my behaviour.
Yeah. Boy. There was this crazy history teacher at my school called Mr. Richardson. And, if you've got sent to him, he was still actively trying to bring back the cane when I was at school. And that was like the late 2000s.
For it.
He was like, I wish we could still hit kids with the cane. He would, because he used to teach when the cane was, he was so old. And he was like,
I mean, that would be annoying if they like got rid of it, because you'd notice an immediate drop in terms of discipline.
Totally.
The year that the kids are like, oh, what? That's out. Oh,
that's the number one thing.
What are you going to do? Oh, I'm going to have to go and sit in the classroom and not get hit and not listen to you. Yes.
We had a teacher that was like, I'm going to guess his age. I'm going to say 130.
Mm.
He was ancient.
It's that famous golfer.
He said...
Bryson. Yeah, yeah.
But he said it. He goes, I invented Roundup. He just would say that. And he would fall asleep. He was like a...
As in rounding up in maths. He invented that.
No, he did not. Round up the weed killer.
I thought...
Did you actually think it was rounding up?
You meant that game. That is... Isn't round up that game you play in the Oval?
No, round up...
One
says,
person's
like,
in and you got to get the...
Round up is a chemical...
Sorry, well, we were all off so much then.
Oh, you know me, mate. I'm just a blue collar guy.
God, no, about weed killers.
Did he make money out of that? Out of round
up? No, he was a scientist that was...
Oh, he actually did.
According to him.
Invent the product.
Yeah, but he would just fall asleep in like all the classes. Like, I can't take this Roundup come seriously.
Man, he's sniffed too much Roundup.
He's too much smoking weed that is killer.
Yes.
Ah, come on.
He earned it.
Anyway, the closest I ever came to being bullied, I remember once I was sitting down and I had a can of Diet Coke or something. Don't know where I got it because they didn't ever sell soft drinks at my canteen.
Brother, as long as it wasn't Pepsi Max, I don't care.
So I'm sitting there with my Diet Coke.
You prefer Pepsi Min? Pepsi Minimum?
Yeah! No! My first high five! Yes!
That's how bad that was, Tom.
Yeah, that was a miss, a rare miss. For someone on a hot streak,
one of
this
the all-time
episode.
Great hitters. Yeah. You hate to see it.
Was it not
it's
clear?
Bradman on 94. Yeah. Bradman on 99.
Getting the duck in his last innings. You're out of the pod, Tom.
Well, I don't understand why that was worse than the other.
Why? I didn't understand the joke.
Yeah, I should have said minimum.
No, but they're both bad.
But minimum, I still don't understand.
Because Max, Pepsi Maximum.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's I thought it was a specific reference of Jared loving. Minimum things.
No, totally. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
I bet you if we go to the pub after this, you wouldn't get a Pepsi Max down, would you? If I bought you a pint of it, you wouldn't drink it all.
I would, for sure.
A pint? Really? Pepsi Max?
I mean, I'm not going to scull it. I'm not going to enjoy it, but I'll drink it.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's fine. I actually quite like it.
You're the two craziest people.
No, I wouldn't. No.
Can we clarify that the problem with the joke wasn't that it wasn't funny, it was clarity.
Yeah.
Which
I suppose is... Makes it
I don't
funny.
Think it's that funny.
My ruling on it is that it sucks dick. And if I get a time machine, I'd go back so I didn't have to listen to that garbage shit. All right? I'd kill you before you said it.
That would suck if you got a time machine, you went back in time, and then I haven't thought of it yet.
I just blow my head.
Just hit me in the face. I'm like, what the fuck? You're like, mate, I know
you'll
more
thank
than
me
you.
Later.
That's what King hits are.
The guy like, almost said something.
You're like, why'd you hit him? He's like, you don't know what he was going to say.
Struggles, I will break.